Rob and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
Now, I'm not doing anything flashy, Daddy, but I'm getting results.
And Kale Hall.
The biggest and the best looking is right here. It's been your pleasure.
Rob and Kale Podcast.
Every time I hear that, it makes me happy. All right. I want to welcome you into the Rob and Kale Podcast. My name is Rob. The man to my right, which would probably be your left, is Kale. Kale, what's up, my friend? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this evening? Hot muggy day in South Carolina, as we often have here in the summertime. But today was especially so.
Woo! Birthday. So I hate to start the show on a down note, Jackpot, but one of the big YouTubers out there. Big Val Daddy is apparently having some health issues. So prayers out to him, man.
I knew he was having some problems. And just so everybody knows, somebody asked me to make a statement on it and to make a video on it. And I did say that I'd pray for him. But I don't want to make a video. Pigskin Pete did that already. Chess Hall did that already. I think 7 people saw it. I don't know BVD like that, but he and I did make a bet at the beginning of last season that Tennessee beat South Carolina, and I lost, and that was the milk and egg bet where I poured it all myself. But he's a nice guy. He really is. His real name is Keith. He doesn't have a lot of money. I mean, you know, this is what he does. So, you know, I feel bad for him. And hopefully he pulls through this thing. I mean, he's a huge Tennessee Volunteers fan, which, I mean, that's enough to put somebody in the hospital right there. I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm just joking here. But
right. Well, I don't want to bring the show down. I'm just saying, you know, good thoughts for him.
That sucks for him. And, you know, if y'all go back and look at people's videos, you know, you can look at videos that somebody's had their entire history on YouTube. And you can click on their videos and click most recent, most popular, or their first uploaded. And if you click his and click most popular, you know, BVD had a video that gained over 1 million views. Yeah,
that's impressive.
It was back in 2009. It was about cow tipping. So, let's check that out. I mean, he got a lot of traffic off that. So,
you know, the let's silly check that thing.
I mean, obviously, if he's been around since 2009, my man's been running. He's been running this the hard way for a long time. Now, my first YouTube video was in 2011. And it was my son babbling incoherently. My first real one wasn't until 2013. So,
anyway, good thoughts for BVD. Hopefully, he'll be able to pull through the stuff he's dealing with. So, there's that. We're gonna talk about conference expansion this evening a little bit, but I kind of want to talk about some games this evening because you can go pretty much anywhere and get people that'll talk about conference expansion, but the reality is that we don't really know what's going to happen. We have it's so funny because certain people will put stuff out there and mark it down. This is done, and mark that down. That's done.
Yeah,
it's careful. Be careful who you read and who you.
It's ridiculous. I'm getting tired of seeing about it. I really am. I am tired of hearing about it. Why is it such a subject? I mean, I guess it's because we don't have anything going on right now. But my God, I mean, if these things do take effect, they won't be playing until at least 2025.
Well, I wanted to stop you on that. You and I talked about that earlier, and Dan O'Gara, who is someone that I trust, said that the way they're setting this up, Texas and Oklahoma will be in the SEC in 2022. That's the step that they're taking now, and that's from somebody that I trust. So that's why I put that out there.
Well, I mean, how's that going to happen? Because
I mean, well, they just pretty much walk into the Big 12, tell the Big 12 to go fuck themselves, then put in their paperwork to go to the SEC. They pay a fine to get out, and then they're gone.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a fine. I mean, because I've got, I mean.
It's a $40 million buyout fee from the Big 12. You're going to have to give them $40 million.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. And people were fretting about damn paying Will Muschamp $12 million. That's nuts.
Well, I'm just those are facts.
That's nuts. I mean, to avoid playing in one in a conference for one more year, how dumb!
I mean, just to get out, that's how much it's going to cost them. Regardless of when they leave or not, they're going to have to pay that much to get out. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I don't know who Brian is, but if SEC dog help me, who is Brian? It's running his mouth.
That's Peter Griffin's dog, right?
Oh, okay. I thought somebody was running their mouth against BVD. Don't do that. Jesus Christ. Anyway, but yeah, there's that. There's talk of the SEC has approached other colleges. I don't know who to believe on that. We could sit here. What's the term? It's mental masturbation, right? Right, oh, Jack.
That's Brian Korf. No, he's okay. He's been on here before. Okay. He's commented. He's cool.
I thought SEC dog said judge someone else. I was like, what is that all about?
No, Brian is okay.
Okay. Anyway, but no, I mean the term when you don't know anything is mental masturbation. It's basically what it is. We could talk about, wow, wouldn't this be great? Wouldn't it be great to have this team in this conference and that team in that conference? But until the paperwork is signed, that's pretty much what it is. It's just mental masturbation. That's kind of the way to go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's phone lines are open. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. We'll take calls this evening. Let's thank our sponsors, Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, Highway 1, diagonal from the Walmart. They sponsored the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge, which, by the way, you can go to robinkaleshow.com and enter today. Jackpot. It's that close. We've opened the challenge. So you can go, send your $20, give it to the jackpot there. He's going to hold it, and he's going to be like the big boss man holding the bank, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to hold all of it.
Like the big boss man, Daddy. I got the bank in my back pocket.
Big Bubba Rogers. Big Bubba Jackpot's going to hold Bubba on to your
$20. Baby. He had that bank, and he was holding it in his back pocket, baby.
Exactly. But if you want to get involved, it's very, very simple. You can go to robinkaleshow.com. The link is right there. Thanks to Callaway's for sponsoring it. You can enter. It's $20 for the entire year. Think about that. You can
What a bargain is that? I mean, what kind of? I mean, yeah. You can't play any kind of fantasy football or whatever you guys and gals do. I mean, that's insane.
I just posted the link in the chat. Enter now. Ben Simmons, that big tall motherfucker, says he's going to win again. Ben's generally up at the top. So there you go. If you want to get involved, join now. It tells you how to do it. We pick 10 games a week against the spread. So it's none of this bullshit heads up stuff. It's against the spread. So you kind of have to know a little bit. Got to know a little bit.
SEC Dog says, Carolina Jackpot, explain in detail why you won't be pulling for the Taters week one, please. I'm tired of them. I'm so tired of hearing them run their mouth, and they run their mouth, and run their mouth. And I mean, you know, they want to talk shit about Georgia and their coach. I mean, dude, their coach is nothing but a fucking liar. He's a fucking liar. I mean, everything. I mean, Dabo, like, is the kind of guy that would eat a ham sandwich and sit there and try to tell you that he just ate a chicken salad sandwich. And he's a fucking douche. Fuck him. I mean, fuck all these damn recruits he's bringing in. I still am not above the fact that they're cheating like hell to bring all these guys in. And then he wants to fucking sit here and he wants to talk shit about the team he's got to play in the college football playoffs. And then said team that he talks shit about goes out there and absolutely blows his doors off. And then they sitting here making excuses. Biggest crybaby fan base, biggest crybaby coach that I have ever seen ever in the history of sports. That's why I fucking can't stand. That's why I turned and put on my Georgia coat and took my Clemson coat and I put it down the shitter where it should have been the first. Fuck them. Coach Pete Meadows, Dabo is a legend. Go talk. Yeah, a bad one. I mean,
First of all, the people that talk shit about Dabo Swinney are all the people that are fucking shit show programs that wish they could do what Dabo Swinney did. Simple as that. If you tell me you don't,
here's my thing. It pisses me off. And Gamecock fans, I want to talk about, well, Shane Beamer's following the same footsteps. Yo, Dabo was never a coordinator. Dabo never did this. Dabo never did that. Look at what Shane's going to do. He's going to do the same thing. And then the Clemson fans get mad about it when they talk about that and say, he's never going to be as good as Dabo. Never? Really? You got it? 100%? 100% true? I mean, yeah, okay. Go ahead and put your money on that, idiot. I mean, I am not 100% on anything ever that anything will be 100% fact. I mean, and that's just ridiculous.
It's going to be a home run hire in time. I was going back. It's going to be a disaster.
Yesterday on Twitter, Clown was trying to tell me that Auburn would be favored over Gamecocks in week whatever it is they play 9 or 10. 100%. I said, really? 100%? Okay, fine. We'll take that bet. And he's like, no. He said, I bet you $500. And I said, no. Well, I'm not betting you $500 on that. I'm like, because I'm not sold on us being a favorite over them. But I'm not sold on them being a favorite over us either. I mean, because they're really just not that good. He's like, well, why not put your money where your mouth is? And I'm like, well, I mean, what mouth? What are you talking about? I'm like, I never said that we would be favored over them.
Why is it that people? That's the first thing that comes out of people's mouths. Hey, why don't you bet me some money on it? Here's a thought. Why don't you just eat a dick? I don't know you. If I place a bet with Jackpot for X amount of dollars on whatever game, then I know that Jackpot and I'll pay each other off. I don't fucking know you from Adam. You think I'm going to place a bet with you? Get the hell out of
really?
Here.
Yeah, you're really. Like, I'm going to bet like random, fucking random dipshit on Twitter. And his handle on Twitter was SitDog82. So he's a silly little dog. He's either class of 82. He was born in 82. I don't goddamn know which one. But he tagged at the Spurs Up Show on it and said that I'll Venmo him. I mean, like, I guess tagging the Spurs Up Show was like,
let's tag the Spurs Up Show because he's the most
trustworthy individual ever.
Funny. Look, if I know you and you want to and we want to make a wager, that's fine. But if I don't fucking know you, I'm not betting with you. I don't know you. Get the hell out of here. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905. Let's thank our other sponsor, Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport, who is jacked up for the college football season. Of course, he pays for fireside chats with Uncle Jackpot. Jackpot, read away.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. It's been almost 7 years since South Carolina has won a game against a team from the Coastal Division. We act like we are an SEC. Well, not an Atlantic Division team, though, right? We act like we are an SEC blue blood. We're a shithole. I don't know if anybody knows that, but okay. It's been 2,403 days since my team has beaten Clemson on the football field. The decade of... It's going to happen. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
That message courtesy of Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport. We appreciate it.
There. I mean, it's not been almost 7 years. It has. It's been almost 6 years since
we beat
North Carolina on September the 2nd, 2015, which was almost 6 years ago. Going into right now. So that was the last time we've been in the ACC Coastal team. No. And I don't know. I mean, an SEC. We act like we're an SEC blue blood. I mean, no, we don't. I think that's silly, but whatever.
Okay.
We don't.
Thank you to Dennis Wilson for DNC Trucking and Transport. Do you want to argue the 2,400 days jackpot, or do I need to go back and check that?
Now, I'm not arguing that. I mean, that's, okay. That's one fact that you put in there is actually correct. But the rest of them are kind of flawed.
Not really flawed.
Well, they're Vince not really Simmons flawed. Yes, they're no. flawed. Don't get all
Beamer is what you cause need.
Just because I poked holes in your bullshit theories.
Beamer is what you need, in his opinion. So there you go. Thanks to Ben for helping out with the show.
I need appreciate some Beamer that. In my life.
Yeah, of course you do. Anyway, we're taking calls at 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. If you'd like to join us on the show this evening to talk conference expansion, depends on who you believe about what's going on out there. We can get into that, but I also thought we'd look at the first games of the season, and I put out there that folks can join our challenge. Maybe you'll win some money. It's $20 for the whole year. It's a great great little challenge you play every week. We pick 10 games against the spread. Jackpot, you want to look at some games here, man? Why don't we do that? And then we can get into the expansion if you want, but let's talk some games here this evening.
Let's do it.
The first games of the week. We don't know the betting lines on some of these games, but I'm bringing up the major games of week one. Over there in the chat room, feel free to...
You know there's a week zero this year again, right? So we're not even going to reference that.
No, we're doing games starting week one, which will be the weekend of September the 4th.
Yeah, I think we've got a scintillating matchup between Hawaii and UCLA. And
Yeah, I'm not feeling that. That's Saturday, August the 28th. Yeah, I'm not feeling that at all. All right, so let's look at ACC matchups for week one, and we'll see if these are some games that you want in the mix. Remember, we got to have 10 games. I like Notre Dame and Florida State. Yay or nay, Jackpot, to pick that game?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we got 10, right?
We got to do 10. I think that's a fair one to pick, yeah. Right?
Let's do that one.
That's a fair one. The line is already out on that game. Notre Dame is a 9.5-point favorite over Florida State. Ooh, that's an interesting line. We'll have to see where that line is by the time we get there. But I'm writing these down, by the way.
I'm short line right now.
9.5. So you're big on FSU there?
No, I said I think it's a short line. I think Notre Dame probably beat them by more than that. If I were to bet today, but I don't know, and that's like that's what the fun about talking about the stuff in late July is. I mean, there's all kind of variables. A lot of guys can get hurt in workouts before the season. A lot of things can change. Nobody can jump or join the transfer portal right now, though. That doesn't have anything to do with anything. But I don't know. I mean, of all the teams in the ACC, I think Florida State benefited from that transfer portal about more than anybody, though. So, I don't know.
It's Louisville and Ole Miss. You want to do that game?
Yeah, that's absolutely. On Monday.
All right. So, Ole Miss is currently an 8-point favorite. That's interesting. So, I'm in on that one. We're obviously doing Clemson and Georgia. So, we have to do that one. That's probably the game of the weekend. And so I put this at 3 games. Looking at the rest of the games here, I'll look at the SEC in a moment. The rest of the ACC games, Alabama and Miami. We want to put that one in the mix?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Okay. That's one right there that I'm not 100% sold on the Crimson Tide covering the number there. But.
Yeah. Let's see here. There is one ACC matchup, North Carolina and Virginia Tech. That is a Friday night matchup. We can't have that one for the contest. I don't want to put that one in the contest, Jackpot, because it's a Friday game.
Thursday or Friday night game.
Well, we can. We have to do it for the one, which is on the Saturday. Shout out to Uncle Lou joining the show. He says he's a little bit perturbed. Thank you, Uncle Lou.
I'm just a little bit perturbed.
Exactly. SEC matchups. Wow. Let's see here. We're going to do Eastern Illinois and South Carolina because, I mean, there are at least four or five people that give a shit about that one.
Brandon Coon says LSU and UCLA.
We can add that one. That would make some sense, right?
Yeah. SCU says, how about, Tony Jackson said, how about Penn State and Wisconsin? I like that one.
You like that one too?
Yeah.
We'll add that one. So that puts us, and that's a week one matchup, Penn State and Wisconsin. Okay. All right. As I'm adding them all here. I'm looking at other games in the SEC here for that week. I don't see any other ones that really tip the scale here. Ugh. Let's look at, is it the Big Ten matchups? We got any good matchups in the Big Ten? Ohio State, Minnesota, Jackpot? Maybe, maybe not.
Let's keep on going.
How about Indiana and Iowa?
That's interesting. Let's do that.
All right.
That last one you just mentioned was.
All right, Indiana and Iowa make the list. West Virginia, Maryland, fuck off. I'm not buying into that. Hello. All right, so those Big Ten games are kind of hot dog water there. In the Pac-12, what's that?
Hot dog water.
Yeah. Stanford and Kansas State, Jackpot.
That's week one?
Yep.
Wow.
We got two more left, so we're down to the Pac-12. Let's
go ahead
see
and
here.
Put that one in there. Doesn't Stanford also play Vanderbilt?
I don't know. I mean, it's not. This is a week one matchup, so
that Stanford also plays Vanderbilt this year in the non-con.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so Stanford and Kansas State. Yeah, they're ballsy playing Vanderbilt. Oof.
Well, some teams don't have a winning record against them, so I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. Let's see if there's any other ones in here.
Jesus, no, his team has a winning record. Yes. Try again.
Try again. Let's see if there's any other matchups that that makes sense here. Ooh, jackpot. Boise State. Oh, man, that's a Thursday night game. Otherwise, I'd be into that. Hold on. Let's go to the phones. And good evening. Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show.
Good evening, gentlemen. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Doing well. I just wanted to call in and tell Carolina Jackpot I did buy some of those Busch Light apples. They were good.
Oh, really? Where are you from?
I liked your review on that, sir. It was good beer, man. Nice and crisp.
Where are you at? Where are you located?
I'm here in Colorado, so...
I have not seen that beer in South Carolina. I did see it in Pennsylvania, so it's interesting. It's in Colorado also.
I've been seeing a bunch of the 6-packs and the 12-packs and like even more out here. So,
how about in Pennsylvania? In Pennsylvania, I saw that beer. They don't have them there in South Carolina, but they do have beer in Georgia in a 30-pack. If anybody's ever seen like what a Pepsi cube looks like, 24-pack, imagine that with one more layer on top, a 30-pack. They had a 30-pack of those Busch Light apples in Pennsylvania at the beer store. And they always have a beer store in Pennsylvania. You can't just go like into the convenience store or the grocery store and just like buy beer, just like right here and put it in your cart and take it there. In Pennsylvania, you do have it in the grocery store, but you have to go to a separate section of the store to purchase it. Convenience store, nah, buddy, you're not going to the convenience store in Pennsylvania and purchasing beer. You just can't do it. You have to go to a beer store, which also carries beer and liquor. And I went in one of them. They literally had pallets of Miller Lite and the 30-pack big tall boy cubes, which really, I mean, like, I was, like, really walking around with a hard-on when I saw some of the beer they had in this this beer warehouse slash erotica facility. I mean, it was wonderful. they did have the Busch Light Apple in the 30-pack.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling the show, buddy. We appreciate your watching the channel. Thanks a lot, man. We'll see you later.
Jackpot. Do more food and beer reviews, man. I love those.
I'll do it.
All right, buddy. There you go. Shout out to the gentleman from Colorado watching the program. We appreciate him. All right, 803-470-2905. Jackpot, we need one more game, sir. Oregon State, Purdue, Texas Tech in
Oregon
Houston.
Oregon State's playing Purdue.
Yes, sir. The Beeve playing Purdue.
The Beeve and the Boilermakers. No.
No.
Who else we got? What's some other choices?
I'm looking at the other. Texas Tech and Houston in the Texas kickoff.
No.
Florida Atlantic and Florida.
That's interesting. Let's put that on the back burner.
All right. I'll hold that one for a minute. I'm looking at some of these other matchups here. William and Mary and Virginia. Wait a minute. Tony Jackson with the easy one here that I just did not see. My bad on that. Hold on. Let me make sure that, Louisiana at Texas. That's the one. Napier going into Texas. That's got to be there, Jackpot.
Okay.
Yeah, Louisiana at Texas. So let's put that one in the mix. Now we're gonna pick all these games against the spread, and we'll go every throughout the week there. So every week we'll have games against the spread, and we'll see who comes out on top. We'll play all season. Cost you $20. I will put this in the link in here one more time. There you go. Go ahead and submit your stuff now. Just highlight that link and take it there. It's also in the show description. So you can get into the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. I've said this before, but I believe it. Last year I finished second. I think both hosts will finish inside the top 10.
You know, Temple right. also plays at Rutgers.
Yeah, I'm not putting that on there. That's not happening.
South Florida, and NC State, North Carolina, Virginia Tech. We got that one, right?
No, because that's a Friday night game.
Oh yeah.
Here's the 10, Jackpot. FSU Notre Dame at 1. Louisville and Ole Piss are number 2. Clemson and Georgia is number 3. Alabama and Miami is 4. Eastern Illinois, the home of Tony Romo, and South Carolina is number 5. LSU and UCLA is 6. Penn State and Wisconsin is 7. Indiana and Iowa is 8. Stanford and K-State is 9. And Louisiana and Texas is at number 10. Ta-da!
Lord. I wish we could scrap one of those out of there and put West Virginia and Maryland in.
Well, we can. Which one do you want to take? We can take out Stanford and Kansas State. I don't give a shit about
them. Yeah, fuck them. Get them out of there. Fuck them. Flush the toilet. You got a flushing toilet now.
I need to add that to the sound effect board. We'll have that next week. Flush West them Virginia out of here. And who is it? Who they're playing?
Maryland. West Virginia on the road at Maryland. West Virginia is laying 3.5 on the road against Maryland. Like it.
Yeah. Yep, that should be an interesting matchup there. All right, so get into the Pick'em Challenge. It's very simple. Put the link over there. It's going to be fun. So we'll see how how that goes. We're trying to get, we know, what is it? We're looking for what, 50 people jackpot?
Yeah, 50 people's a $1,000 pot.
Yep. So that's what we're trying to get. 50 people at least. We normally have
this one. Syracuse on Saturday, September 4th, on the road is laying 1.5 on the road at Ohio.
It's $20 to get in for the whole season there, Randall. Want to join us? $20. That's crazy. All right, 803-470-2905. If you want to talk conference expansion, we can get into that. You know, there are several sources that are out there. The ones that I trust say that by the end of the week, we should have, we'll know a lot more. What?
Did we put Florida Atlantic and Florida on there or no?
No.
Florida is a 25-point favorite at home against Florida Atlantic. I think that's too many points. I really do. I just do not. Mm-mm.
Isn't Willie Taggart the coach at
At Florida Atlantic. I mean, he's got a lot of players returning, and they had a decent year last year. I mean, given the fact that it was
a COVID year,
and you know, they have a lot of starters. A lot of teams have a lot of starters returning this year, and so you know, 25 points. I think that's a bit much. I mean, considering the way that Dan Mullen's team looked the last time they went out on the field, it looked like hot dog shit. Yeah, I think that's a little bit generous, but we'll see.
Courtney says, if Clemson comes over to the SEC, they won't be as dominant. So therefore, sign me up for them coming to the SEC. If you think that, then you don't watch much football. If Clemson plays the SEC East schedule every year, they're going to run right through it. Please don't come at me with Mizzou is tough and Vanderbilt's tough and who are the other shithole teams? Tennessee is tough. You're not.
Clemson.
You are basically a two-team conference, and that's if I give Georgia a little bit of credit here because they do recruit talent. It's Alabama and Georgia. And then LSU periodically comes through with some good teams. You're not this juggernaut from top to bottom, okay? Clemson will roll right through that conference and be right there in the SEC championship game every single year, especially if they play an East schedule.
Last year they got boat raced by the 11th ranked team in the country.
Okay, Kale, it's one game, brother.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I mean, well, a team that was not elite, a team that was ranked 11th in the country, spanked them. So, yeah. Sure.
So we'll judge everything by one game under that logic. South Carolina lost to Connecticut in the Pizza Bowl. Therefore, South Carolina is a shithole forever.
We took our lumps for that. I mean, Connecticut was a better team that day, and we admitted that, and we progressed past it. We used it as a learning point.
Okay.
We won the division the next year, so yeah. Maybe go out and get your butt whipped by Connecticut one year too, and see what
people think that Clemson can't compete in the SEC. You don't really know much. It's okay.
I never said they couldn't compete.
I'm reading what Courtney said here, sir. They won't be as dominant in the SEC. Clemson will win at least 10 games a year in the SEC.
They will. And they've been winning 11 games a year in the ACC. So, the difference between that 10 and that 11 is huge.
Well,
huge.
I completely agree with you. They should stop scheduling that SEC team they play every year that's fucking hot dog water and improve the schedule.
You leave Texas A&M out of this. I haven't played them in 2 years.
Anyway, 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. SEC Dog says, want stats. I will acknowledge your program when you actually win a national title I can watch in HD. Until then, shut your pie hole, okay? Get your ass beat in Charlotte here in, what, 40 days, and I won't see you again for fucking years.
Hey, so, did you see the video Uncle Lou did yesterday on Uncle the mean Lou's streets hilarious. Of Charlotte, North Carolina?
I didn't watch it. I've been
he was on the mean streets of Charlotte, North Carolina. He was right by the stadium. Lou, I don't know what you're doing there. He just said he said he was in Charlotte. And you know, he had to come by and check out the site where the massacre was going to take place on September 4th. Maybe he was going to IKEA. I don't know.
I think he went to a Dave Matthews concert.
Oh, okay.
I think that's where he went. I could be wrong. Let's head out to the phones. Good evening. Welcome to the Rob and Kale Show.
Hey, this is Troy.
Troy, what's up?
Troy.
I want to talk about all these people saying Clemson wouldn't do anything in the SEC.
How about it, man?
Well, you know, Clemson schedules an SEC team almost every year, but we don't schedule the low-level SEC teams other than, of course, South Carolina, which we have to play because that's just, you know, tradition, whatever. But we play Bama in the playoffs, LSU in the playoffs, Auburn, A&M, Georgia that we've scheduled. We don't ever get to play Vandy, Missouri, Kentucky, Arkansas, Mississippi State, and we are 10-2 in the last 12 games against SEC opponents, and that's against mostly the good teams in the SEC, excluding, Jackpot, but excluding South Carolina. Everybody else we play from the SEC is the top level from that conference. And it just blows my mind that people think that Clemson would not come into the SEC and do exactly what Alabama does to the SEC.
How'd y'all do against LSU a couple of years ago?
It's one game, Jackpot. One game, sir.
I mean, how'd you do? How'd you do against Alabama last year?
We didn't play Alabama last year. The last time we played Alabama, though, we beat their fucking ass by four touchdowns.
Because the Big Ten.
How about workout?
Put your butt in between your shoulder blades. But anyway.
How about workout?
Keep on going.
Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah. I'm just saying we play the top half of the SEC. We never get to play the lower half. And we've proven we're on almost the same level as Bama.
So
why wouldn't we do the same thing to the SEC that Bama does?
SEC Dog says, try playing 8 SEC games, idiots. Okay, give me this 8 SEC games that you get where you played Alabama once every 5 years. Okay, Auburn's a shithole. Florida's not very good. Give me Mizzou and Arkansas and South Carolina and Tennessee. Clemson would blow through that schedule with absolute ease. Absolute ease. So stop with the nonsense.
You say that, but you know.
The problem with Georgia fans is that they want to be Clemson so bad. They want to be Clemson so bad.
Arkansas, a Tennessee or any of those is probably as good as that 2016 Pitt or that. 2017 Syracuse.
You're smarter than that, Jackpot. Don't let these Georgia.
I mean, you say blow through them with ease. I mean,
with ease.
I would look at it and say we stand a pretty good chance of going undefeated against those guys.
I don't have a problem saying this. There are only three teams in the SEC that if we lined up within the past 3 years that can beat Clemson. LSU with the one-hit wonder they had with the 25-year-old quarterback and the coach with the Title IX allegations. Georgia and Alabama. The rest of the teams, Clemson beats by two touchdowns or more. You're not that good.
Absolutely right.
You're not that good.
I mean, we'll see. 2016 because you have a shit coach. Two touchdowns or more.
If we played the bottom feeders of the SEC, we would beat them just as bad as we beat the bottom feeders of the ACC.
Well, exactly. How about this? The entire ACC is bottom feeders. Plus, y'all don't beat all of them like you say you do. I mean, you know, sometimes you have a bad showing against them. Pitt, Syracuse, NC State, let's get Troy. Never mind. They're not in ACC. Still had a bad showing against them. West Virginia, they're not there either.
There are three teams that can beat Clemson from the SEC. The rest of them can't get within two touchdowns. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a shit. Anybody who rides those conference coattails, the problem that you have is that your team is shit, and you want to say, we play a tough schedule because we play X, Y, and Z teams. The reality is that you're not that good. You want to ride those coattails. You want to ride those coattails. I can put Clemson's record in the last 12 games against the SEC.
Hey, Rob, here's the SEC's motto. Here's the SEC's motto. I can't beat you, but my big brother can.
Exactly. Hey, Troy, thanks for calling the program, man. We appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right, there you go. Troy with a lot of facts there.
Yeah, Troy with a lot of bullshit. Thank you.
There's three teams. Three teams in the conference. The rest of them, not so much.
63 people watching now over on the Carolina Jump. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, man. I am excited. There are 64 people watching now. I don't know that we've had this many folks before. Thank you, Andre, Blake, Courtney, SEC Dog, Jerome, Shane Beamer, SEC Dog, Mr. Boogie Fireball, James, Chris Rich, Coach Meadows, Tony Jackson, all of you people, thank you very much. Kevin Dog, Fan for Life, KC, Georgia 42-18 versus Clemson. These are facts. Brock Lee in the house. Randall, Brandon Coons.
803-475-905. Yeah, sorry, Jackpot. 803-475-905.
The American Conference is better than ACC. Facts.
Yeah, well, lots of silliness
James
there.
Thompson says, Jackpot, you are still 1969 ACC champs. Thank you, sir. Can't never take it away from us. Panther Buzz SU23, thank you. Eric Twyman, Thomas Felkel, David Futrell, Fireball, Blake Robinson.
I'm just laughing at you reading everybody's name now.
If we get up to triple digits, I may go into orbit.
You may go into orbit. That's funny.
I may go into orbit, Rob. We've never had this many people here before. And it's only going to get better, guys. It's only going to get better as we head into college football season.
Jerome is not listening. He says, oh, please, you think the ACC versus the SEC, who would win? No, I'm saying Clemson will compete in the conference. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, they'll compete.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. I can't believe some people are this silly. I just really can't. That's the thing. When you suck SEC dick all the time, you're so used to it, they take it out and beat you in the face with it, and that's all that you've got. The reality is, pick your team and support your team. Don't give a fuck about the rest of the teams. I don't get all that, man.
That's it. I don't really care. Here's my thing. I mean, I don't care what conference South Carolina plays in. They're talking about them over on Facebook. Somebody was talking about, if Texas and Oklahoma are coming in, maybe we should just go back to the ACC. Okay. Well, maybe we should. I don't care. I just like to watch my team play every week and see who they're playing and see how well we can do. I mean, I really don't give a shit. I mean, what Alabama does. I don't care what Auburn does. I don't care what Clemson does. Well, Clemson I do. But I really don't care about a lot of these other teams it doesn't have as much meaningfulness to me as it does to other people. So, yeah. Oh,
there's that. That's the way that it rolls. Andre says he supports LSU. Fuck up Bama. Roll Tide off a cliff. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Anyway, you can call the show at 803-470-2905, 803-470-2905. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us on the Rob and Kale Show this evening. If you want to call up and tell me, like some folks, someone hit me on Twitter the other day with Clemson would go 4-4 in SEC play. You're out of your damn mind. You are outside of your damn mind. That's ridiculous. Ziggy's joining the show. What's up, Zig?
Zigzag is sleeping on his bed. Sleeping on the bed. Yeah,
anyway, 803-470-2905. We'll take calls for another 10 minutes or so. If you want to join the contest, let us know. You can go to robandkaleshow.com, enter the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. $20 might win you $1,000. Hell, we might get 100 people. It might win you $2,000. As Jackpot went black screen on me there. I don't know what the hell happened to him, but there he goes. Anyway, enter our contest. So there you go with that. 803-470-2905. 803-470-2905.
What you say, Jackpot? Do you think Clemson would win the SEC 6 years straight like they did in the ACC? No. That's already been proven by their record in the playoffs.
Oh, goodness. I can't help
you. I mean, can you argue that? I mean, give me a little bit of an argument.
Well, here's the interesting part.
They might win a couple.
In 2018, Clemson wins the SEC. That's for an absolute sure. In 2016, Clemson wins the SEC. That's absolutely a fact. Because they beat the SEC champion in the college football playoff.
What about 2017, 2019, and 2020?
Okay, well, with that, no. But if you have that five-year stretch, Clemson wins the conference two out of the 5 years, which is more than Georgia's won, which is more than South Carolina's ever dreamed of winning.
I mean, more than what LSU has won. South Carolina's the measuring stick.
Look, if Clemson joins the conference, they're going to be the second best team in the conference.
I'm glad we're the measuring stick for something. Wonderful.
No, look, and this will hurt feelings, but if Clemson joins the SEC, they'll be the second best team in the conference.
Oh, really?
Second best team. Yep.
No, really? You think you measure up against Oklahoma? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Because yeah.
Yep.
Why? Tell me why? Uh-huh. Because you own them historically.
Well, because Shane Beamer's not there to coach the tight ends anymore.
Or Georgia owned you historically.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, y'all say it's silly that when they bring that argument up.
No, I just said we're better than Oklahoma because Shane Beamer's not coaching the tight ends anymore. You want to argue that?
Oh, well, I mean, now that right there, I mean, I really can't offer a rebuttal against it.
All right, there's something hell up about Oklahoma.
In Norman when Shane Beamer was ahead of. Yeah,
wouldn't it be some shit if Oklahoma was shitty this year after Shane Beamer?
Wouldn't it be some shit if Oklahoma made the national championship game and they lost the motherfucker and the tight end dropped a fucking pass that could have won them the damn game at the end of it?
Oh, goodness. 803.
And then somebody looks at it and says, well, I didn't know what. I didn't know. They just told me, welcome home. So I had to leave.
I agree with Mr. Boogie. Clemson is one quarterback injury away from having a bad season. As far as Clemson goes, you're right. Because without Ui Unga Lalele, they will probably go 10-2.
10-2? Do y'all even know what your backup quarterback's name is?
Yeah.
What?
Helms.
What? Helms what?
Helms? It's Helms.
Name.
It's from West Virginia. I have a kid from West Columbia.
What? West Columbia Helms is the name?
Yeah, he's from West Columbia. He's from Gray Military Academy in West Columbia.
What? Okay, what?
Helms.
That's name. His name. Okay.
Yeah.
West Helms? Used to play for the Braves?
Not West Helms. I can't remember his name. Hold on. I'll give it to you now. I've got it here. There we go. Yeah, Hunter Helms. There we go.
Hunter Helms.
Hunter Helms.
What's the prognosis from
West Virginia, from West Columbia. great collegiate
academy. What's the prognosis for Tyson?
Well, he ruptured his Achilles tendon, Jackpot. We're not going to – can't help that.
So he's done.
I think he's done for the season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it'll be the young man, Hunter Helms.
So he's going to hand off to that first-team running back that you got there on the all-ACC bout, that Lynn J. Dixon, right?
Yep.
That should be okay. Okay.
See, you're making the mistake of you're not realizing how great the Clemson defensive line is. Georgia will find out.
You don't think the NC State running back, Zonovan Bam Knight, who's pick number one running back in the ACC running back rooms all across the magazines, but you think Lynn J. Dixon's better, huh?
I took Mateo Bryant and Lynn J. Dixon.
Who's Mateo Bryant?
The running back for Duke.
For Duke.
Yep.
Okay.
Those are the two guys I picked.
Was that guy you interviewed the other day?
I did interview Mateo Bryant. Yep. The rest of my ballot, I have Sam Howell as my quarterback.
Would you say you were a little bit biased because I've never heard of her?
First of all, it's a him. And second of all, he has the potential to be an all-conference running back. You should be nice.
Well, so does, anybody, but
my wide receivers jackpot, Justin Ross, Taj Harris, and Zay Flowers from Boston.
You gonna put Justin Ross in there? You know, played last year.
I think Justin Ross is gonna have a great season. It's a preseason ballot, so it's projected on what they're gonna do this season, sir. Okay. Let's see here. Defensive tackle, I've got Brian Breezy and Tyler Davis for Clemson. Linebackers, I did pick two NC State linebackers with Peyton Wilson and Isaiah Moore. They're pretty good linebackers.
Yeah.
Dennis says Cam Harris from Miami is the best running back in the ACC. Well, when you get your own ballot, sir, you can vote for him. Till then, I went with who I liked. So there's that. I went over
Clemson,
my
Clemson Dave says, remember this name, Will Shipley. He will be the starter at Clemson soon.
Yep. Will Shipley will be a guy that is has the potential to be good, but he's a freshman. So we'll see about that. They talked highly of him up there, but I don't know how that's going to work out.
Tater Fan says he's going to be the next Christian McCaffrey. White boy with wheels.
Let's slow down on that.
Nick Marshall says to hell with Clemson. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not buying all that. You don't put, hey,
one
this guy's
site, one site. Jerome Pruitt says one site has Clemson as a favor over Bama to win it all. I mean, these things are ridiculous. I mean, they are just so judgmental. I mean, it's early in the season. I mean, you can't predict that. I mean, honestly, why would you even predict that? I mean, they got to rebuild the entire offense. Yep. Alabama has to rebuild their entire offense. I mean, honestly, looking at Ohio State, who has, almost everything coming back from a team that
They need a new quarterback, Jackpot. What are you talking about?
Who?
Ohio State.
You got 5-star stepping in there, so it'll be okay.
So Clemson has a 5-star, and that doesn't matter, but Ohio State has a 5-star.
Yeah, as Walt says, he has a howitzer for an arm.
what a weird term.
He's 1-1 as a starter, too, so get that.
All right, well, enter the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. Jackpot, do you have anything else for the show?
No, I don't. Just appreciate so many people being here tonight. Really means a lot to me. I mean, you guys. I joke and clown around a lot on here and act like silly sometimes. Mark Silman says, "Jackpot, you're sounding like a mother-in-law." Damn. Not really sure what that means. But whatever. Appreciate it. Love you too. But it really just warms the cockles of my heart to see so many people here participating in our chat and watching our Little O show over here, not so far from Little O Clemson. You know, 70 something people. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. If we, we're almost going to hit triple digits at some point this year. And I predict that to happen sometime within the next 2 weeks. What do you think, Ziggy? We're going to hit triple digits, buddy. We're going to hit triple digits.
Hilarious. Hey, Kevin. All right. Appreciate it, man. You guys have a great night. We'll talk to you later on.